All right, wow. As we enter week four of Donald Trump and Netanyahu's war against Iran, fingers are being pointed as things are going wrong. Israeli officials just straight up accused Donald Trump of lying about the negotiation process in order to manipulate the oil and stock market, in order to save a stock market that was rapidly falling and an oil market that was spiking out of control. Right after Israel accused Donald Trump of doing this, Trump then points the finger at Pete Hegseth. During a press conference, he blames Pete Hegseth for the war and says, quote, "Pete, I think you were the first one to speak up. You said, let's do it." And as Jon Favreau of Pod Save America says, Hegseth is about to give his next briefing from under the bus. We're going to break all this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Thank you all for 1.9 million subscribers. We are going to hit 2, and we are currently the fastest growing Gen Z independent media company made for people of all ages. We have a diverse audience, but our team is Gen Z, which is a great, great feat. It is a record. So let's start here. Tommy Vietor points out, Israeli officials are accusing Trump of just trying to manipulate oil and stock markets. I want to read this post from Yalda Hakim. She says, an Israeli security establishment source tells me, I'd approach this cautiously with a grain of salt. This is regarding Donald Trump's declaration of a negotiation or a deal. It says, I'd approach this with a grain of salt, says the Israeli security official. It's early Monday morning in the United States, in the start of the trading week. Markets opened higher, largely as expected, following the weekend reports on the negotiations and the latest statement by Donald Trump. That said, I wouldn't view this move as a final step. We saw a similar pattern last week. Oil prices have also declined, supporting the positive sentiment in the short term. For now, it appears he has bought a few more days, roughly into week four, until the Marines arrive and complete their initial deployment and organization phase. The Iranians are already denying it. And this source is right. The Iranians came out, the current de facto leader who's negotiating on behalf of Iran, the Speaker of the Parliament, Ghalibaf, says, Iranian people demand complete and remorseful punishment of the aggressors. All Iranian officials stand firmly behind their supreme leader and people until this goal is achieved. He then says, no negotiations have been held with the United States, and fake news is used to manipulate the financial and oil markets and escape the quagmire in which the U.S. and Israel are trapped. So we have a rare agreement between Iran and Israel. We have a rare moment where Israeli security officials, as I'm highlighting up top, are citing the Iranians, as I'm showing down bottom, and they're both saying Trump is straight up lying. This brings us to the press conference that he is currently holding in Memphis, Tennessee, in order to sell his agenda. He fell asleep not long into this press conference, quite literally just sleeping. Does this instill faith in any of you? I mean, we're Americans. As Americans, we are all concerned because the airports seem to be in chaos. ICE is flooding the airports. At LaGuardia, there were 2 deaths of pilots because it crashed. There is a staffing shortage. We're currently at war. Gas prices are spiking. Oil prices are spiking. And our president is sleeping through these press conferences. Quite literally, sleeping through the entire press conference. We are adding tens of billions of dollars every single day to our debts. It just passed $39 trillion. The last Middle Eastern war added $8 trillion. And again, I just can't play this for long enough. The president is sleeping at this presser. When the presser started, you could see that Pete Hegseth is to his right and Pam Bondi is to his left. I want to play you this clip where he essentially blames Pete Hegseth and says, Pete, I think you were the first one to speak up and say, let's do it.
And then unfortunately, I called General Kane, I called a lot of our great people. We have great people. And I said, let's talk. We got a problem in the Middle East. We have a country known as Iran that for 47 years has been just a purveyor of terror. And they're very close to having a nuclear weapon. We can keep going and get that 50,000 up to 55 and 60 is no end. Or we can take a stop and make a little journey into the Middle East and eliminate a big problem. And Pete, I think you were the first one to speak up. And you said, let's do it, because you can't let them have a nuclear weapon. So we are now having really good discussions. They started
I mean, the real first one to speak up was Bibi Netanyahu. He's been waiting his entire adult life for a United States president dumb enough to start this war. But now we know that the people around Donald Trump, from Pete Hegseth to Marco Rubio to Lindsey goddamn Graham, were all lobbying for this war in Donald Trump's ear. All right, right after Donald Trump blames Pete Hegseth, which we'll come back to, slippery, sick in the head Stephen Miller takes the mic and praises Donald Trump for minutes and minutes on end. Take a listen.
Nobody could have ever predicted such an achievement would be possible. The second thing I want to thank President Trump for is assembling the greatest national security and public safety team in American history. Because President Trump believes in merit, in competence, in people who get things done. So you look around the table of who President Trump chose for these jobs. You start with Rob or Gaddy or Pam or Pete, Cash, Todd, Terry.
Yes, merit and competence. Those are the two words I think of when I look at Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth. Yeah, merit and competence.
The whole entire team, what President Trump put together has never been rivaled in history. That's how you get things done. He chooses people based on their skill, their competence, their ability, their determination, their dedication, and their loyalty, and you're seeing the results.
Yeah, he definitely chooses people based on loyalty, and we're definitely seeing the results of this right now, Stephen Miller. Okay, here's where it gets awkward. After Stephen Miller praises Trump for like 5 minutes straight, Donald Trump turns to Cash Patel and goes, "Cash, see if you can top that." Basically saying, see if you can top the amount of ass-kissing and praising and brown-nosing Stephen Miller just did. And Cash Patel unironically tries to top the praising. He goes, "Thank you for delivering the safest country on God's green earth." Like, dude, calm down.
The work that President Trump is doing, not only in Memphis, not only in Washington, D.C., but all over the country, ultimately, it will save and is saving tens of thousands of American lives. It is, I'll use that word again, what President Trump has done on border security and public safety is a national miracle that will be studied not only for generations, but for centuries to come. Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, Steve.
It'll be studied for centuries to come. Are we serious here? Last time Stephen Miller was on Fox News, he said Trump like was able to predict all of this and see all of the scenarios. Like, he's effing Doctor Strange. We're just bumbling through this. Israel has killed the five replacements we had for Khamenei, who we killed about a month ago now, about 23 days ago. And since then, Trump has been desperately looking for any off-ramp, but can't even articulate why he needs an off-ramp. But now, watch what happens after sick in the head Stephen Miller talks. Donald Trump turns to Cash Patel.
So, Cash, see if you can top that. I don't know. That's a tough one, Cash.
That is tough. You know, Mr. President, as I look around this venue, I see and I'm reminded again why we have the greatest warriors on God's green earth, the men and women serving in uniform, the men and women serving and wearing the badge, and law enforcement, our police, our sheriffs around the state of Tennessee. I'm reminded that Americans exist to protect this country day in and day out, and they've done it like we've done it here. But what we didn't have was you. We didn't have a commander-in-chief who backed the blue, who resourced the blue, who funded the military, who did whatever it takes to safeguard every single life. And here in Memphis, Tennessee, you have put on a show for the world. You have allowed us to go out there and capture gangbangers, rapists, murderers, drug dealers at record historic levels.
Wow, Cash Patel really dove headfirst into that. He was like, okay, if it's a competition, we're going for the competition. I'm surprised Trump wasn't sleeping through Cash Patel's rant like he was here. I mean, look how embarrassing this is. Our commander-in-chief is fighting wokeness. Definitely fighting wokeness for sure, but not in the way that he thinks. I want to return to Secretary Pete Hegseth. Our Secretary of Defense was the one pushing Donald Trump for this war, obviously along with Stephen Miller and a few other key characters. And you can hear in this clip that he is saying whether Sunni or Shia, our enemy is Islam, which is an insane thing to say. The entire Republican Party, almost every single Republican, has been using this type of grotesque rhetoric. Randy Fine says a choice between Muslims and dogs, he chooses dogs. Then Andy Ogle says that Muslims are not welcome in our country. Now we have the Secretary of Defense who's pushing for a war with countries, like a holy war, he claims.
In Afghanistan, name the Islamist enemy, whether they are Sunni or Shia, because this is a Shia regime, Sunni or Shia, and Iran's been willing to harbor them, as long as that group is willing to try to kill Americans. So the enemy of their enemy has been their friend as well in the Islamist world. So Iran, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's around the world, has been targeting Americans. And what they wanted in this context, and what President Trump would not tolerate, is a regime of that nature being closer and closer to nuclear capabilities.
All right, so we have everybody pointing fingers at everybody today. We have Israel pointing fingers at Donald Trump, saying that he's lying. We have Trump pointing fingers at Iran, but Iran pointing fingers back, saying that Trump doesn't actually have a peace deal in the works. And it seems like that is the case. It seems like the stock market will likely drop lower. Oil prices will probably go higher than they were before. And Trump's little con that he tried to pull over the past few hours didn't work. I can't believe the president of the United States is just a con man who comes out and tries to pump the market temporarily to extend this mission 4 days. Now, the real strategy here and what we're experiencing here is very clear mission creep. So as Israel pointed out, this is very clear, as they are very important, as they point out in this post, they're waiting a few more days for Marines to arrive and complete their initial deployment. So Israel is continuing to try to stretch this war out, kill the replacements, and make sure that this turns into another forever war, because Bibi Netanyahu has wanted that for years and years and years. Donald Trump's lies this morning were a clear attempt to delay the inevitable, delay the crashing of all markets even further, and try to buy some time until the next weekend, until this war continues to rage on. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. We are going to hit 2 million subscribers very, very soon, and peace out.